Dog spaying and neutering. Introduction to dog spaying and neutering.
Spaying and neutering are some of the most important procedures that your dog will ever require. There are a multitude of benefits of undergoing this procedure, and it is essential if you're a dog owner. The surgery will render them unable to impregnate.
Spaying and neutering can moreover be important for a dog's health. Spaying is the common term used to describe the surgical procedure known as an ovariohysterectomy. In this procedure, the ovaries and uterus are removed completely in order to sterilize a female dog.
While everyone knows that dogs require a great deal of veterinary maintenance, most pet owners don't realize just how much it costs to neuter a dog. Dogs who are going to be used for show or breeding purposes need to be neutered after 6 months of age, but for most dogs, the procedure should be done before the dog reaches sexual maturity. While spaying female dogs is not as complicated as neutering male dogs, it is still a complicated surgical procedure that requires a great deal of time and effort.
Advantages of spaying. During the course of their lives, many dogs are faced with the prospect of surgery.
Whether it is a minor simple procedure or a major complex surgery, it is important to understand the advantages and disadvantages of spaying your dog. In general, spaying is major surgery and should not be taken lightly. But, if you do decide to go through with the procedure, you can expect to receive many health benefits, as well as bring a new puppy into your life.
Neutered pets are better behaved.
Once your dog has been neutered, they are less likely to be neutered aggressively.
Spaying a female dog is the surgical removal of her reproductive organs. Spaying reduces the chance of uterine infections and breast cancer, and also prevents unwanted pregnancies and unwanted animals.
Disadvantages of spaying. Pet overpopulation is a very serious problem. Many cats and dogs are abandoned or surrendered to shelters each year because their owners don't want the responsibility of taking care of them anymore. In an effort to reduce the number of animals put to sleep in local shelters, many vets recommend that pet owners have their animals spayed or neutered. If you've read up on the pros and cons of spaying, you're probably wondering why there are so many disadvantages of spaying. If you only talk to a vet, you're likely to hear the advantages of spaying. But if you talk to a pet owner, you're likely to hear about the disadvantages of spaying. The truth is that spaying is a very important surgery. It can help to prevent cancer in female dogs. But it's also important to consider what the disadvantages of spaying are.
The importance of spaying or neutering.
Spaying and neutering are terms that usually refer to pets. Many experts believe that their human counterparts would also benefit from the procedure. When you are spayed or neutered, you will have a better quality of life and will also be a more responsible pet owner. The neutered pet will be less aggressive, not interested in mating, and less prone to spraying or marking territory. The spayed pet will be less likely to contract uterine infections, and her temperament will improve. Some dog owners consider having their pets neutered or spayed to keep their community safe to avoid stray animals or pet overpopulation. If you're searching for a new pet, one of the most important decisions you'll make is whether to get a dog or cat.
But did you know the next big decision is whether to get a puppy or a kitten? While both are adorable, they require very different care and training.
Having a dog is most similar to having a young child. They need lots of love and attention, and will keep you busy for years. However, dogs are very different from children, so if you've never had a puppy before, it's important to educate yourself on what to expect.
The procedure of spaying or neutering. It's normal for people to joke about how dogs and cats can breed like rabbits. But the truth is that breeding is a delicate operation that requires both skill and practice. That's why it's always a mistake to try to breed your dog or cat by yourself, or to take the animal to a backyard breeder. The procedures outlined here are not easy, and it's important to follow them precisely to ensure a successful outcome.
Many pet owners have a mistaken belief that spaying or neutering their pet will make it fat and lazy. This is not true. Spaying and neutering will not cause your pet to gain weight, but it will prevent obesity if your pet is already overweight.
Neutering male dogs causes them to lose weight, while spaying female dogs causes them to gain weight. You can visit a spay and neuter clinic if they are offering neuter service near your area. They might offer discount spay neuters.
When should I spay or neuter my pet? Puppies are adorable, but they can also be expensive. Most people know that one of the best ways to save money on veterinary costs for a pet is to spay or neuter the pet early. But when should you do it? The answer to this question varies based on the age and breed of the dog. The question of when to spay or neuter your pet is one that each pet owner must decide for themselves. There is no one-size-fits-all answer for this question, as factors like your pet's breed and personality can affect when you should get them fixed. For example, dogs that have been genetically bred to have certain traits that could be negatively impacted by spaying and neutering may require you to delay the procedure until they're older. Recovery of spaying or neutering. Some dogs are spayed or neutered as early as 7 weeks of age, but not so long as the age of two as a rule. Early neutering is often desirable in giant breeds, due to the potential of bone growth and joint problems. The earlier the age of sterilization, the smaller the dog, the more likely it is to cause problems of that type. The recovery of a dog is the recovery period after the surgery, where we help the pet to get back to normal again. Dogs that have been neutered are calmer and less likely to be aggressive. Neutering is the best way to prevent unwanted litters of puppies. Puppies can get neutered or spayed at the common ages of 6 to 8 weeks old, but some dog owners prefer to wait until the puppy is older, usually 10 weeks and above. However, there are certain risks to both procedures, and it is important that the owners are aware of these risks to ensure their dog is kept in a safe environment. Female pet undesirable behaviors caused by the heat cycle have no guarantee that her behavior will change after she gets spayed, because it depends on the dog's individual personality, physiology, and history. Be sure to talk with your veterinarian to ensure that the safest, most effective pain medications are administered to your pet.